It's been a pleasure talking with Michelle Book, who is the chief officer, the CEO for the Food Bank of Iowa. And today a report came out that the Food Bank of Iowa ended the fiscal year breaking every record in its 41-year history. And Michelle, you had some facts and figures on this. How do you relate to this report that came out today?
Well, Pat, it's certainly not a celebration to report record-breaking numbers in all of our categories. Food Bank of Iowa, we just closed our 41st year of service to food insecure Iowans. And month after month over the last 12 months, we have seen bigger and bigger distributions. That culminated in a 35% increase of households served across our 55-county service area.
I'm looking at the numbers in front of me right here. They're Michelle, for example, over 759,000 children served, age 18 and under, 734,000 plus adults from 19 to 59, and the seniors at 287,308 for those age 60 and over.
Yeah, Pat, it's just extraordinary. And I think what people aren't seeing or what they don't see in their own community or maybe in their own family, but it certainly exists, is that one in seven working Iowa households is not making enough money to cover the cost of their basic needs. So some of this increase, a lot of this increase has to do with young families with children going to food pantries in their communities for the first time. And then if you're a senior citizen or somebody living on disability, those average payments for Iowans fall about $10,000 short each year of covering the cost of your basic needs. So we've got an increase in two demographics, young families with kids and folks living on fixed income. Of the folks we serve, about 42% are children, 42% are middle-aged adults, and then 16% are senior citizens that have worked hard, deserve to be able to pay their utility bill and get food and get their medicine.
And Michelle, sadly, these numbers are going to continue to go up as we head towards the next fiscal year, as it's just getting worse about every month.
It has gotten worse every month, Pat. I don't see any leveling off in our near future. As I said, every month has been bigger than the last. And when I look just at Hamilton County over last year, there's a 33% increase in the number of people served in Hamilton County. And right there in Hamilton County, we have 5 food pantries, we have 3 mobile pantries, and then we have 2 elementary schools that we support with backpack program for elementary school children. And I just applaud the local partners. Our job is to find the food, keep it safe, and get it to them. But those folks, boots on the ground, are the ones that hand it to the neighbors in need and make sure they have what they need to feed their families.
This is the question I ask you many, many times there, Michelle. How can people help out in this very desperate situation?
Wow, Pat, there's a number of ways that each one of us can pitch in. I encourage people to become aware of food insecurity. Food insecurity, the definition of that is basically you don't have access to adequate nutrition to live a healthy life. And so many people in Iowa are working and they're unable to do that. So please get to know more about food insecurity. Talk about it at church and in your family and with your neighbors. Talk to lawmakers about the need to support SNAP and USDA food. Talk to your community members about volunteering at your local pantries, donating to your local pantry. When they ask for ground beef or they ask for cereal or they ask for peanut butter, please help your local pantries do that. And if you are able, go to foodbankiowa.org and you can donate there. And $1 donated to the Food Bank of Iowa goes a lot further at the grocery store than when either one of us go. For $2 donated to Food Bank of Iowa, you can serve an Iowan for a day, feed an Iowan for a day. 96 cents of every dollar donated to Food Bank of Iowa goes to food and delivering the food and getting the food to neighbors in need.
So if people want more information there, Michelle, simply go to foodbankiowa.org. It's a group that serves 55 counties across the state of Iowa, and again, a record year, sadly, but nevertheless, we'll see what next year brings, and maybe more of the same, but just go to foodbankiowa.org and find out more about how you can help out your neighbors' need in this very desperate time.
Pat, I also want to add that if you are somebody who is food insecure, please go to foodbankiowa.org, click the Find Food button, and the resources surrounding your zip code will populate. You'll be able to find help quickly and easily. So if you need help, please get help. That's why we work so hard to find free and reduced food. Get it to our partners so they can get it to you.
Once again, the website address is foodbankiowa.org, as I'm speaking with Michelle Book from Food Bank of Iowa. Michelle, thank you so very much.
Thank you, Pat. I appreciate you.